The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
Who would have thought? The title of my talk for Duke University was The American Muslim Identity, Patriot or Insurgent. Very similar to topics I've had before that talk about Americanism versus Islamism, that talk about, heck, you look at other, there have been books written, good Muslim versus bad Muslim. And yet, I guess that was a trigger. They were triggered by, the Muslim Student Association at Duke was triggered by the binary question. Didn't even care to wait to hear what I was going to talk about, but they triggered and then put the fear of God into the rest of the, and many of the population at Duke and others. You see the newspaper then coming out with just a bizarrely hypocritical editorial. Didn't even have one quotation from me. And for a group that's concerned about titling, has a completely charged, triggering title called Fear and Loathing in the Bull City. Fear and Loathing. Basically targeting its own university, bringing back citations of racism era and other things in the South, and just unbelievable, bizarre juxtapositions of unrelated things in history. Now listen, I'm all for debate. I'm all for listening to folks who may disagree with me. And they recommended at the end of their piece that, oh, there should have been a panel of discussion. There are opportunities for that. There's opportunities for that, but there's also opportunities for them to listen to their lecturers. They recommended that the groups listen and partake in the brilliant Islamic scholars that are at Duke. They're there. They can do that. We're talking about an hour that I was to address the students, that I am to address the students on the topic of how we as Muslims need to take responsibility for reform against Islamism and for liberty. So they asked the question. They made a Facebook post and a protest post. So this is where we are right now in the university settings. I'm coming to talk about the dichotomy between Americanism and Islamism. I'm coming to talk about why we need to be tougher critical thinkers against our imams, against the theocrats who are misogynists, who teach anti-Semitic interpretations of the Quran, which I reject those interpretations but yet accept my scripture. I reject the anti-Westernism of conspiracy politics, identity politics, and actually accept the fact that the most moral fighting force on the planet is the American military. And yet, you don't hear those words coming from too many of the American Islamist establishment, because they want to demonize what America does abroad. They want to demonize the fact that we, in fact, want to help those who share our values, who believe in freedom and liberty. So the Duke Muslim Student Association then puts together a protest, writes on the protest page. They say, let me get this right. They say, as Muslim students and allies, we refuse to allow others to define us with tired racist binaries. We're tired of being told that we have to choose between being insurgents and patriots. Okay, they're tired of it. We're tired of people claiming to represent us who actively promote violence against countless Muslims across the globe. Oh, I don't claim to represent the Muslim Student Association. In fact, read my book, A Battle for the Soul of Islam. I openly, publicly rejected them in 1986 because of their anti-Semitism, because of their orthodox, intolerant fundamentalism, long before 9/11 and long before many of these students were ever born. So, again, no facts. They said they're tired of people erasing their multiplicity. Who did that? Actually, it is the monolithic Islamists that think that there's one voice in Islam, and it's this apologetic bromide that refuses to talk about ideological diversity, that women can pray next to men, that women could lead mosques, that there's equality in men and women. No, instead, we must sit down and listen to the lies of Mohammed bin Salman. And I looked at the website of Duke Chronicle that was lecturing me on my fear and loathing. I looked at the website of the Muslim Student Association to see how much they've been outspoken against the theocrats and monarchs and the real oppressors and murderers and genocidal killers of the Muslim world, who are killing our families in the streets because of religious schisms, because of a military dictatorship, because of oppression. And it seems that they're far, far more verbose about their discontent with the American government and with the society that gives them freedom. And they're free to do that, but there are some contrary views there. They said, join the Duke MSA, Muslim Student Association, and allies in a counter-teach-in against Islamophobia and racism. And maybe we can have an honest conversation, they said. So let me ask them if they're tired. Here's the questions I would ask the Muslim Student Association, and I plan to in a few days. Are you tired of exaggerated excuses? Are you Muslim and tired of the Muslim Student Association who will not own up to the reform we need to do in our own community? Are you tired of Americans seeing us as silence and seeing us as not contrite and realizing that the texts that are 13th century Sharia texts like Shafi'i's text, Reliance of the Traveler, do not address the core ideologies that radicalize our communities? Are you tired of apologetics? Are you tired of those Muslims that ignore our holy mandate to speak truth to power, to stand for justice, even if it be against your own kin, to quote the Quran? So, diversity and debate and love for one's faith can be through tough love, can be through a sense that we are tired as reformists. Are you tired of not hearing from the Muslim reform movement? Are you tired, if you're a Muslim, are you tired of letting the Islamists dominate and let Americans perceive Muslim ideology as being a monolith, a monolithic apologetic for theocracy, with no critical thinking against the theocrats, with no ownership of the fact that radicalization towards militant Islamism like Nidal Hassan, like Al-Qaeda, like ISIS, are militant movements that are one little sliver of a much bigger nonviolent problem, which is Islamism.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. Reaching the fault lines of today. The Blaze Radio Network.